some conservation policies have allowed for the eviction of indigenous peoples from their traditional territories, which have been designated as national parks or conservation areas. So they are displaced, and in some cases, they are not allowed to practice their traditional livelihoods. So these violate the rights of indigenous peoples to their lands, territories, and resources.
Which communities in particular are you focusing on? Are you looking at communities across the world?
Yes, I'm looking at communities across the world, but specifically I looked at Africa, Asia, and Latin America.
Can you give me an example of one community where the situation is particularly bad?
One situation is in Africa, among the Sengwer in Kenya, where they have been evicted from their communities. Their houses have been burned, and they were removed from their communities because of the national park.
And how has that affected the community?
They cannot anymore continue to do their traditional livelihoods. They are pastoralists, and so their cattle cannot anymore do grazing in the areas which have been designated as national parks.
And why do you think the human rights of these indigenous communities have been under increasing attack?
Mainly because some of these areas have been designated not just as national parks, but really as to be given as tourism areas to people who are wanting to use those areas for tourism. And in other circumstances, these are being used as cattle grazing areas for rich agricultural plantation owners, like in Brazil, for example. So the rights of the more powerful economic and political interests are the ones given better protection over that of indigenous peoples.
Presumably, if the ultimate aim is to conserve an area of land by handing it over to tourism activities, then that must be a good thing.
It can be a good thing if it's just simply tourism, but it's not like that, because the people who have maintained those areas to be better conserved are being driven away. And when tourism comes in, other economic activities come in as well, like mining, diamond mining, for instance, in Botswana. That's what's happening now.
You'll be attending the World Conservation Congress in Hawaii. What will you be telling the Congress?
Well, I'm telling the Congress, for the members of the Congress and the IU, International Union of Conservation of Nature, to implement their conservation and human rights initiative, which is a declaration and a framework which they have agreed upon, where they should respect the rights of indigenous people, so have been the ones protecting these areas even before governments came into the picture. So I would like to tell them that, and that they should address the issues of injustice, evictions, and the inability of indigenous peoples to continue to practice their livelihoods, because they are basically depending on those areas for their identities, their cultures, as well as their livelihoods.